Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Lace Rayburn. He's a political realist, highly decorated combat veteran, and he's going to talk today about Internet, Big Brother's Internet power grab. If you'd like to call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or you can pose a question in the chat room. I'll go ahead and read it on the air. Les, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me. How are you today?
Great, and yourself? I guess to begin with, let's talk about yourself. Where are you from, and kind of tell us about you.
I was born and raised in Florida, you know, just a typical Florida cracker. You know, grew up down here. You know, I didn't know that was a bad term until recently, and then somebody told me cracker was a bad thing. But Florida cracker, and you know, grew up in a typical household in the 60s, and then I got in, joined the Army and got out and saw the world, and my attitude changed about a lot of things, like most people do when you grow up, mature, joined the Army and found out I just absolutely loved it, and saw the world, and my attitude changed as I grew older, and it became somewhat cynical in certain areas, but my love for this country just grew and grew and grew, and the more I saw of the rest of the world, the more I realized just what a great country the United States really is, and it's an absolute wonderful country, and people that have never been really outside the United States don't realize what a wonderland they live in. What a paradise they live in, and just mm-hmm. how marvelous this place really is, and the freedoms they have. And the more I travel and the more I saw, the more I realized that we really do live in a paradise on earth with our freedoms and the many things we have, and what we call poverty in the United States is you're a rich person in other parts of the world.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely, and that's the word to use, absolutely. You know, when we talk about poor in other parts of the world, we're talking about people that don't have water, don't have electricity. Mm-hmm. And here when we talk about poor, we're talking about somebody that has a roof, has a floor, has a television, has a telephone, and has a car. Well, poor in other parts of the world, they don't have a floor, they don't have electricity, and they don't have water.
They don't have water. And they don't have food. They don't have nothing.
They don't have food out there. That's right. They don't have food. And so everything's relative. And you know, our poor, they're poor compared to other people in the United States. But to compare them to other people in the rest of the world, they're not poor. So I got out and saw the rest of the world, and then I come back to the United States, and every time I come back, I just thank God that I was a resident and I was a citizen of this great country, and I just absolutely love it. But I'm telling you, I'm watching our government, and I'm not casting stones at anybody. I'm casting stone at, quote, the government, because there's been bills passed by a Republican Congress, and I'm a Republican, that just scared the heck out of me. So, you know, you want to throw rocks, we can throw rocks at Republicans, Democrats, and about anybody we want to throw rocks at. So we can talk about the government. And right now, the government just scares the heck out of me. But I'm just probably the most typical, average human being you've ever met in your entire life. If you want to call somebody not special, I would be the guy that you picked out in the lineup and pointed to and say, that guy is probably the most unspecial human ever born. I'm average. I'm just an average the most average human you've ever seen in your entire life.
That's a good thing, to be just average, to blend in and not worry about everything else. And it says here that, you know, you're a realist, which I really appreciate the honesty. Staunch conservative. You know, you've been in the Army for 35 years. You served in Vietnam. You served in Iraq. And you're a highly decorated combat veteran. Coming from your experience with 35 years of the Army, everything is really, really structured. And coming out of the Army, what scares you today about what you see?
I'm watching our government seize control of our lives. And really, honestly, from what we watch on TV, what we do and see on the Internet, to even we've got an administration now that they want to get into what we eat. But, you know, I can control that more than what I'm seeing, what they want to do with controlling the Internet. You know, the Internet is absolutely the greatest invention of the 21st century. You know, when I was a kid, we had ABC, NBC, and CBS in the local newspaper, and you were at the mercy of that. And if you wanted to know what the news was, you turned on the news at 6 o'clock at night, and what they told you was that was it. And
the truth.
That was it. There was no other source of news. None. And so if whatever they told you, you didn't have a choice. There was no other way to go out and verify or validate what those three networks told us or what the newspapers told us. So if the government put something out and those three networks or the local newspaper reported it, whatever they said, that was our only source of news. There was no way to validate that. But the Internet came along, and the Internet, I mean, we can go out and think about this. Think of all the information that's out there. Now, there's a lot of trash on the Internet, isn't there? I mean, there's a lot of trash.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of good stuff out there. I mean, there are people investigating. There are people that putting out a lot of good information. But now we've got the government, and what are they doing to us now? They want to reach out and grab it, don't they? They want to control it. They want to get it under their wing. And the reason they do is because they can't control it right now. And there's too many people reporting on the government. There's too many people telling us what the government is doing. And the government hates that. And let me tell you why the government hates it. Do you remember 9/11?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know that on 9/11, do you remember you were about to die on 9/11?
It was a surreal moment.
No.
It was.
From West Nile virus. Remember West Nile virus?
Mm-hmm.
Remember SARS? Remember
yes, it
bird
is.
Flu?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Hong Kong flu?
Absolutely.
Remember all these pandemics that we were all going to die from? That the government had us all terrified and we were all going to die from all these pandemics? That we've been under a state of emergency from these flus and all these viruses that were going to kill all of us? And the government keeps us terrified, don't they? And when one goes away, they bring out another one. They roll out another one. And none of them ever come to fruition, do they?
No.
And they roll one out about every two or three years, don't they? We're all going to die of bird flu. We're all going to die of West Nile virus. We're all going to die of SARS. Because they control us. And I know this sounds stupid, and it sounds like I'm some kind of right-wing conspiracy nut. I'm really not. But if you think about it, you know, about 2 years ago, the president signed a state of emergency on a swine flu because 1,000 people died. 40,000, between 30,000 and 40,000 die every year from normal flu. But we went under a state of emergency for swine flu, and only eventually 2,000 people total died under it. Well, see, the Internet gives us this information, and I get this information from people that go out and do research from the CDC and all these other organizations. And the government hates that we have the internet now that gives us this information, and we have smart people on the internet and organizations that are running blogs and running websites that gives us information and lets us know what the government is doing. So now the government, they can't stand that. So the Cybersecurity Act, they tell us that they need to do this because Al Qaeda. Well, the other day they said the war on terror was over, didn't they? Al Qaeda was dead. But at the same time, they passed the Cybersecurity Act because they're afraid of Al Qaeda.
Wow.
And then we did the National Defense Act the other day because we're afraid of Al Qaeda. At the same time, they told us Al Qaeda was dead. So why do we need these if Al Qaeda is dead and the war on terror is over? Because they need to control us, and they need to control the internet, because they need to be able to control the information flow to the general population.
Well, do you think because of that, it's because our fear at 9/11? And, you know, I kind of sympathize with George Bush. I feel really like everybody. You know, we had some tragedies in 2001, but to be faced with something like this under your watch and under your command, it is no way that any president in history would have been faced. I mean, Pearl Harbor is one thing, but this one, I mean, it's just no comparison. And to address the issue on an enemy you can't really see, that lurks in the bushes and mountains and caves. Do you think because of that they're just so afraid if they don't do something terrible can happen like that again, and we'd rather be proactive and have our hands on every single thing we can in order to prevent something else happening under my watch?
Absolutely, and you're right, and you're right. And when they brought out the Patriot Act, I was the first guy to stand up and said, great, absolutely. And I did about 10 radio programs touting the Patriot Act and defended it. And people beat me up because I defended the Patriot Act. And then I started watching what they were doing with the Patriot Act. And after about the first 60 days after the Patriot Act, guess what they started doing with the Patriot Act? They abused it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, they abused it. And they took the Patriot Act, which was a good deal, and they said, you know what, the Patriot Act's pretty cool. We can spy on our own citizens with the Patriot Act. We can go out.
They can.
And we can, these guys that have these websites that badmouth the administration, we can go out and slap them. We can go tell these guys to shut that website down because we don't like them. And we think that they're bad guys because they're attacking the administration. And we don't like that. And here recently, because you're bad-mouthing politicians, let's take this Republican-led Congress, and we'll make it against the law to say something bad about a politician within their earshot under the guise of national security. But you're 100% right that under the guise of we're going to stop terrorist attack, we'll do this cybersecurity. But let me ask you a question. Why do they need to shut down Facebook for national security? And why does the CIA need to monitor everything that goes on Facebook for everybody if there's no known threat? Now, I understand, and I agree with you, because you're going to come back and say, well, you know, it just in case. If there's a known threat, I agree that they need to go out and monitor people that are using Facebook as a means of communication. But they've given themselves the authority to anonymously track and monitor anybody they want to on Facebook or MySpace, mm-hmm. or Tweet, or Twitter, I guess it is, because I don't tweet or whatever that's called. I'm not real up on that, but I do Facebook. But so they can do it anonymous, and they don't need a just cause. Well, last time I checked, that's the Fourth Amendment that said you have to have a cause to do a search and seizure, and that's a search and seizure. That's a search. that you have to have a cause to go to check, see what I'm putting down on my blog, or you have to have a cause to see what I'm writing on Facebook. But they can do it now anonymously, and they can do it without a cause. They can go and start monitoring your Facebook account for no other reason than you said something on your radio program that they didn't like one day. So they said, hey, let's just go check this guy out because, you know what, we don't like him.
Hey, Les, we're going to hold that thought real quick and take a station break, and we'll be back in about 40 seconds. You listen to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet, and our guest is Les Rabin.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome back again, and we're Les Rabin. We're going to talk about, again, our talk at Big Brother Internet Power Grab. Les, tell us about this cyber act that was passed for 2012.
Well, we sort of touched on it a moment ago when we started talking about anonymous. And what it does, mm-hmm. it gives the CIA and the FBI, it gives them the authority to anonymously search the web and go out on the internet anonymously and track and people's accounts and I'm going to make this simple because it's really drawn out, but they can go out and track what you do and what you say without any calls, and they can use that against you without calls, and they don't need a search warrant to go use the internet use the internet against you without a search warrant is a simple explanation, and that mm-hmm. is against the Fourth Amendment, and it's a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment is what it amounts to.
I totally agree with
down,
you.
That's what it amounts to, and that's terrible. That's another amendment that we've trampled upon.
It's a scary, scary thought, and I agree with you on that. And do you think they in one sense, in the term they embed, since they did help orchestrate the internet themselves for government communication, or are they really in bed with Google and Facebook and all these other companies, since they do have government contracts with them, and say, hey, you have to give us on the one-on-one access to all this information and this data? Do you think they have a portal that is in the internet? Because you can scan the entire internet within the course of 24 hours, some supercomputer, but do you think they have a within Google accounts and within Facebook accounts, they're being given access to those particular accounts as a matter of this particular act?
I'm going to say yes, they do, but they don't really need that, and based upon what General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, said the other day, he was briefing some CEOs of at a seminar, and he says there are now applications that the CIA is using, and the CIA is able to anybody that's hooked up to the internet, the CIA, however you go to the internet, I don't care if it's through your whatever smart device you have, if you're using Netflix, however you go into the internet, the CIA has an application that they can go right back into your house, follow that application right back into your house, and monitor everything you're doing in your home. Whether you're using Facebook or going out to Netflix, or even if you have a smartphone and you're turning on your you've seen the commercial where the lady turns on the lights for her kid doing the homework?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have a smartphone and you're capable of doing that, the CIA can follow that communication right back into the house and monitor what's going on in that house. And General Petraeus briefed that and said, hey, we can monitor that house using that device, using your own device. We're capable of doing that now. So we have the CIA admitting that they're doing it, and then they use it. And Google has admitted that, yes, we turn over our records, and Google has admitted it, and Facebook has admitted it, and now this act is giving the authorities the authorization to do it anonymously. So you take all this and combine it together, and that's what you have to do. You have to take all of it and combine it together, and when you combine it together, you realize you have absolutely no privacy. None.
No.
And that's when it gets scary, when you realize that you have lost your Fourth Amendment.
Do you, in your personal opinion, think Al-Qaeda is still a threat, or some other forces are still a threat to us?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I know it's two parts of that the story, because, again, no person want to have this on their watch under their administration. They don't care who it is. I can imagine Clinton and Reagan and Carter. I mean, say, I'm glad George Bush even say, I'm glad I didn't have this to deal with.
But how much of your freedom are you going to give up for security?
That's a good question. What can you do? You're stuck in this between worlds that you don't know what really to do for the sake of your own security. I mean, the fear of a nation to get on the airplane, that you think someone is attacking you or can get on board with some type of explosive. Can't really how you describe it, but trying to keep that fear factor down and try to eliminate that particular threat. We have to give up something. Nobody really wants to give it up, but that's what the government is telling us.
If I could trust them, it'd be one thing. I don't trust them. Mm-hmm. I don't trust them not to abuse it.
Yeah, and of course they will abuse it. In the back of our minds, everybody know they will abuse it. Now, I think the law-abiding citizens, I say, okay, let's do it. We won't have a choice either way. We just have to watch what we do, watch what we say, and make sure we don't put anything in writing.
Yeah, but you can't live like that. I'm not going to live my life where I'm afraid to, I can't say that today. But you know what? To be honest with you, I have set it my computer. It said it writing stuff on Facebook, and right before I hit post, I said, I have to change that word. I can't say that. And I've changed my post before I posted it.
It reminds me back of, remember the communist days in Russia. You couldn't say certain things in that during that time in that country. Gosh, we don't go to that extreme, but it will put you definitely on the radar.
But it's not extreme. But we're not extreme, are you? Because you're right. We have to watch what we say now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And we have to be careful what we post on Facebook because Big Brother's watching, don't we?
We know he's watching now.
And we know he's watching. And is that any way to live?
May I agree with you? It's not a way to live. It's just the reality of the forces you're dealing with now. And is really, really sad. What do you think we're headed in, this particular cybersecurity world?
I think we're headed for. I really do think we're headed for some type of not confrontation. That's the wrong word. I think we're headed for. I think we're headed for some type of not a showdown, but I think we're headed for to where people are going to do something, not an armed revolt, or I don't mean a physical revolt, you know, but people are going to just get tired of this, and people are going to have they're going to revolt, but they're going to revolt at the ballot box, is what I'm trying to say. I don't want to give the impression that there's going to be any physical violence in any way, shape, or form when I say revolt. They're going to revolt at the ballot box. I mean, people are just going to get fed up with this one day and say, no, this is enough. I'm not going to live in a society to where I have to, you know, watch every word I say because I'm afraid some, you know, the black suburbans are going to pull up at my house and arrest me, you know. And that's what people are afraid right now because, you know, that's the big joke. You know, the suburbans are going to, you know, you better take that off the Internet or take that off Facebook or the suburbans are going to show up. You know, I see that on the Facebook all the time, you know. Hey, you better take that down. The suburbans are coming. And we can't live like that. And so people are going to get tired of it one day, and they're going to kick everybody out of office and elect some people that'll change this and go back to where the Internet is free, that it should be a freedom of expression. And that's what made the Internet beautiful, and that's why people love the Internet, because you could say anything you wanted to on the Internet.
What do you think is wrong with the last few minutes here? What do you think what has happened in the last 2 years that this nation is out of control?
Well, I think we have we've had this nanny state, and it's this entitlement mentality, and it's a welfare mentality. And it all falls hand in hand, entitlement, welfare, nanny state. It's that gimme mentality. And if you think about it, it is all sort of melds together. And people just buy into it. And it's let me see how much power I can seize, and I'll continue to seize power until people stop me. And until somebody stops me, I'm going to continue to seize power. And so nobody stops. So we have an administration that continues to seize power. And so far, nobody stopped it. They're going to continue to seize power. And we have a Republican House of Representatives that John Boehner, I guess he's on vacation or something. You know, I haven't heard from him in 6 months. You know, I guess he's still alive. I used to like the guy, but hadn't seen him in 6 or 8 months. Nobody's stopping. We have a president that does what he wants to do, and nobody is making an effort to stop him. And so I'm not blaming him for doing it. I'm blaming the other guys for not stepping up to the plate and saying, "Well, time out, partner. You can't do this." You know. Mm-hmm. So if I was him, I'd do the same thing. I mean, you know, these fools will let me, so I'm going to continue to do it until somebody stands up and say, "Whoa, time out. You can't do this." So it's just snowballing, and so you add the entitlement mentality of a large portion of our country. So when they see this guy seizing power, and they're going like, "Hey, looks good to me. I don't care if he does it, because it's just more of a more of the gimme," so it all just sort of rolls in together, you know. It's the nanny state, and the nanny state is going to be the downfall of us.
Well, the entitlement. Hopefully, this generation can get out of it. Any last words that you would like to leave with our audience?
Vote.
Vote.
Vote. you vote. You know, you got to vote.
If you don't even like the candidates, vote for something.
No, become educated. Go do your own studying. Go find out who you're going to vote for. And don't listen to people on television. And go do your own research. And then find out who you are going to vote for. And based upon your own research, and find out who these guys really are, and then vote for the person that you think is going to do best for the country and you. And if you do your own research, you'll be surprised who's going to do best for you.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Les, for joining the program today. And I will encourage everybody to, you know, kind of Google Cybersecurity Act of 2012 so you can be well-educated and know exactly where the facts are. And Les, you have a blog as well. Can you share that?
Yeah, lesrayburn.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for coming on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. Okay,
always
great.
A pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Again, thank you. This has been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you all for listening, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.